Well, early voting has started, Simon. Have you voted yet?
I have, yep.
Good on you. Me too. I knew who I wanted to vote for, and despite the fact that there are two referendums that people also need to make a choice about, the process was really pretty slick.
Yep, hats off to the Electoral Commission. Given all the disruptions with COVID, I think they've done a great job of getting the election together, albeit on this delayed timeline.
That's right. So welcome to the TalkPoint podcast series. Today we're talking about referenda. I'm Heather Roy.
And I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie. So what does this End of Life Choice Act cover, Heather?
It really covers the issue of euthanasia. So should people be allowed to end their life early under certain circumstances or not?
Right, so this is one of the two referendums. You get to vote yes or no, and if you vote yes, the bill that was passed last year comes into effect in 12 months' time.
Yep, that's right. This is an issue that's been promoted by David Seymour from the ACT Party. He has worked really hard, actually, over the last 3 years to get this up and to the point that it is. And I think he's been quite clever in getting the legislation drafted. It's been through Parliament and passed. So more than 50% of politicians said that they agree that people under certain circumstances should be able to end their life early. But that will only become law if more than 50% of New Zealanders agree.
Right, and if most people vote no in the election, then the bill just basically, the act just disappears.
Then it dies, yep.
See what you did there. Okay, so it gives people with a terminal illness the option of requesting assisted dying. So what sort of people?
So people who are in a lot of pain, who have an unbearable condition, they have to be at the terminal stage of their illness, so they need to, the doctors will be predicting that they will die within the next 6 months.
Yeah, and there's quite a few protections actually, like you've got to be 18 or over, you've got to be a New Zealand citizen or permanent resident.
That's right, so there'll be no health tourism not health tourism.
Yeah, exactly. And it's limited to a terminal illness where you've got unbearable pain and you're likely, according to the clinicians, to die of that terminal illness within 6 months. We've got a whole heap of other protections in there. For instance, the person has to be able to make the informed decision for themselves.
Yes, they have to be of sound mind. There's a lot of protections too around who can assist a person in dying. So a doctor or a nurse practitioner will have to essentially be registered with the Ministry of Health. There's going to be a registrar. When somebody requests the ability to have assisted dying, that needs to be registered with this registrar.
Yeah, and they actually have to ask. The doctor can't suggest it, eh?
That's right. Yes, I didn't realise that, but it won't be legal to actually to suggest to somebody that they might like to consider it.
Right, and if I was to say to my doctor, yep, I think I meet the criteria and I want to do that, then he or she's going to have to go and get another doctor.
That's right.
They both have to agree, and if they can't, then a psychiatrist has to be the final say.
Yep. So I think there are a lot of checks and balances. The process itself has to be lodged with the registrar, and then there needs to be a 48-hour gap before the medication can be administered. Mm. And there's all sorts of provisions there too. The person themselves actually has to take the agent, or has to, if it's administered intravenously, has to sort of push the button themselves.
Or the doctor can if they're not able to, I think.
Okay, but disability isn't covered in this.
No.
So it really is, I think, catering for a terminal cancer type scenario.
Yeah, okay.
In large part.
Yeah, so not disability, not mental health issues.
No.
And they have to make up their mind themselves, and they can cancel, change their mind or delay.
At any time.
That's right. Great.
If people want to read more about this, there's a whole lot of detail on the website.
Yeah, referendums.govt.nz. So it's interesting, a welfare guardian can't, under the Protection of Personal Property Rights Act, can't make the decision for them. No one else can. And I think there's some really well thought through aspects to this. For instance, it doesn't affect your life insurance or other benefits. If you die through assisted dying, you're deemed to have died of the disease that you had rather than the process of assisted dying. I think that's useful.
Which is contrary to the law as it currently stands for suicide.
Okay. And privacy. No one can legally publish either you or the clinicians who helped you or the companies they work for. All of
that's
that is
right.
Private.
As it should be.
Yep.
As usual, we'll finish with a quote. I think you've got something from Shakespeare for us today, Simon.
I have. Cowards die many times before their death. The valiant never taste of death but once. Of all the wonders that I yet have heard, it seems to me that most strange that men should fear seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come.
Very poignant.
Well, that's probably enough from us on that. If you'd like to get in touch, go to the contacts page on our website, talkpoint.co.nz. That's T-O-R-Q-U-E. And we're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all that sort of thing.
I'm Heather Roy.
And I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie. We'll talk to you again soon.